Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620. I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Keeping my head up high, high.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. You can find us in the app and you can join the conversation at 850-437-1620. And it is another gorgeous day. And it is a fabulous morning with a garden line with Mike.
Well, good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Good.
You make me happy.
Oh, really?
I don't even have to plant a flower. I'm just so excited to see you.
Well, how about that? Well, my goodness.
Do you have this effect on everyone?
A lot to talk about today. Of course, we encourage, because it always seems to happen to us, and we really enjoy it when we hear from our audience. Text, phone, carrier pigeon, makes no difference. Just join us. We would love to discuss what you're up to, answer your questions if we can. If not, we have a great research department here that we'll put into action and see what we can do. But seriously, give us a call or a text. We'd love to hear from you. Just a couple of things as we move forward. Of course, Andrew's out of town, and people are substituting for Andrew. And, of course, Danny Zimmerman was in this morning. Danny did a great job. Danny does so much for the community, from Mardi Gras, real estate, into all kinds of things. But he did a great job on the air, does a great job for our city, and we appreciate him sitting in for Andrew.
Yes.
Because Andrew, I think, next week is going to the Democratic convention.
Is that why he's resting up this week?
Yeah, exactly. He'll need it. That's going to be an exciting time. There's no doubt about that. We can't wait to hear all about that. We do need to talk about, as we do, it seems like every time on the Garden Line, we talk weather. And the good news out there, of course, is we all had our eye on Ernesto, tropical system moving through the Atlantic. And, of course, the cone that they show showed Ernesto coming right down Palafox. It was one of those things we said, oh, no. But now it looks like Ernesto is taking a hard right, headed north. It's going to be no factor for the Gulf and probably even the East Coast. So it looks like we're going to be okay for a while.
Ernesto's afraid of me.
Yeah, Ernesto was afraid. I'm glad. Whatever he's afraid of, I'm glad he's gone.
Me too.
But we're headed to the height of hurricane season, so we need to all pay attention to that. And, of course, as people who enjoy our landscaping and our gardening, there are things that we need to do, and we've talked about that in previous shows. So be aware. Keep an eye on the tropics, but keep an eye on the dry weather. Keep in mind, we need rain in the worst way. And you've just absolutely got to keep those plants watered and that lawn and the shrubbery and all of that. I tell you right now, I'm sure the experts would say, Mike, you're crazy. But I've got my sprinkler system on every day.
Yep.
Every day. For about 30 minutes on my St. Augustine grass. And that seems to be working, because that grass is going to tell you if it needs watering. And remember now, the two ways to tell is if those grass blades start folding up, you know if you need water. If when you walk on that lawn, it shows footprints, just the grass just kind of goes down a little bit, you know you need water. And just a personal experience, I had a little flower bed in the backyard and had some begonias. Our favorite begonias. Remember our favorite begonias are the vodka begonias.
Yeah, of course they are.
Not the gin, not the whiskey, the vodka begonias, the red ones with the bronze leaf. Anyway, they were just looking terrific. And I walk out there, oh, I don't know, around noon a couple of days ago, and they just looked like they were suffering from the heat. And I said, well, the sprinkler system will get them tomorrow. I walked out the next day, and for lack of a better word, they were dead. They were gone.
They had too much vodka.
What is going on here? Sure enough, that zone, that particular zone, and in my yard, I've got four zones, that particular zone was not working. It was a solenoid problem, and I had my sprinkler guy come out and fix it. But the point of that story is, if your sprinkler system is going on early in the morning, well, maybe when you're headed to work or doing something else, check it. Check every zone to be sure it's working, because I'll tell you, in this weather, in this dry, in this heat, it won't take long to damage all those plants that you've worked on all spring,
yeah,
paid big money for,
yep,
and you just don't want that to happen. So check those zones. I should have checked it the first day. I didn't.
We wouldn't have this conversation if
we wouldn't have this conversation. But I will tell you this. No names, but the sprinkler fella who helps me out was right there the next day, fixed it, and so now we're going to have to plant something else. I'm not sure what to get me through until the fall. But in any event, check those zones. It's so very important. And, of course, as we always say on the Garden Line, check those container plants because they're going to dry out first. My signal plant, as I've mentioned here, is a bush daisy.
Yep.
When the bush daisy starts weeping, I know all the plants need it. And it starts weeping every day. It's just the way it is. So that's what we need to do. Pay attention to all of that. And, of course, other strategies while we're in this dry weather, especially on the lawn, is to continue to mow it high. If you mow it high, that keeps that underlying soil a little cooler and will protect you from damage. So mow that lawn high. Don't cut off more than a third of the blade of grass if you can help it. And all of those strategies we need to put into force because of the dry and the heat. This will pass, of course, but we sure do need some rain. And maybe let's get down in the 80s. If we ever got down into the 80s during the day one day, it'd feel like a snowstorm.
We put on sweaters.
Exactly.
Stay inside.
Get that jacket. Yeah, let's go. Oh, that's not going to happen for a while, I don't think. We also need to talk about, and we're almost ready for a break, and we'll talk about it after the break, some of those unpleasant topics, such as sod webworms and chinch bugs, which are, yeah, yuck. I totally agree. But to set the stage for it, when I mowed my lawn, oh, when was it? I guess it was Saturday. As I walked through my St. Augustine grass, up come the little moths fluttering around. And when you see those little dingy gray moths flying about knee height in your St. Augustine grass, you know you have the potential problem of sod webworms. That doesn't mean you've got them, but you could.
It's
it could
your fair
easily
warning.
Happen. And I always say this, if you've got, say, a monkey grass border, and just go out there and kick it, and if those little moths will flutter up, because those moths are laying the eggs, which make the worms come. We will talk about strategies on that when we get back.
Definitely.
But that's something it's not a fun topic, but it's one we all have to pay attention to this time of year.
I agree. And when we come back, we also have a question, and I'm going to show you the picture that accompanied this question, and we're going to answer it when we come back.
I'll scoot over there and take a look during
Perfect.
The break.
Perfect.
All right.
Just remember, you can join the conversation, too, at 850-437-1620.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check! Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check! Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 16th in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Special thank you to Miracle sponsor, Florida Blue.
Our hope sponsors include Autumn Beck Blackledge, PLLC.
Bill Sheffield Realty.
Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
International Paper.
And Penn Air Credit Union.
Thank you.
This year, help us raise money for the NICU's Angel Eye cameras.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Incorruptible, August 16th through 25th. This dark comedy is set in 13th century France, where the Catholic Church holds immense power and influence. The play revolves around the struggling monastery of St. Foy, whose monks are desperate to attract pilgrim and funding. Facing financial ruin and a lack of miracles to draw visitors, the monks hatch a scheme to create their own miracle by stealing a corpse and passing it off as a holy relic. Secure your tickets at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
You can take. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is The Garden Line with Mike. And Mike, we took a look at that picture just as we went into the break. And I will read the question.
Okay.
And you can answer it.
Go for it.
What is causing black spots on my hydrangea leaves? What should I do?
Okay. There's some good news here. Those little spots on the hydrangea leaves, and we see this on a lot of plants. I've called them for years, maybe the wrong name, frog eye, because they really kind of are if you look closely, there are two color spots, but they are on the internal part of the leaf. By that, I mean they're on the surface of the leaf, not the outer edge of the leaf. They really are not a problem. It's caused by sometimes too much moisture. Well, we haven't had that, and a little bit of stress, but it's mainly cosmetic. It's not going to really damage your plant. Now, you have to watch out. You don't have other fungus problems. But those little frog eyes, the little dots, if you will, are not going to be a big problem for you. But it should be noted that those spots on the leaf indicate fungus, if you will. If the outer edge of the leaf, of any plant, and especially from the tip of the leaf coming down, if it's on that, I call it the external, the outside of the leaf, that is mainly environmental. And that's too hot, too dry, too cold, too wet, too whatever.
Yeah.
And so that is mainly that's a real problem. And of course, sometimes fungus on plants can be a problem. But this particular one, the spots on the hydrangea, I wouldn't get too excited about it. I think you're going to be just fine. One thing about that hydrangea you might note, and I'm sure the person who sent us the text knows this, be real careful with your pruning as you get into the fall. Remember, a hydrangea is going to bloom on old wood. So if you prune it, you want to prune right behind the spent blossom. That's all you want to do. And you probably should have beautiful hydrangeas next year. And you'll start out the year with no spots. So I think you're going to be fine.
Spots be gone.
Spots be gone.
We have two more questions.
Yeah, man.
Little white moss, what to use to treat armadillos too. I've yet to see a live armadillo since I've been here.
I had one years ago walk across my backyard. I have no idea where he came from or where he was going. But we'll get to him in a minute.
Okay.
We'll get to him. And I think I told you one time that way back in the day when I guess Jenna and I were doing the show, somebody called with the exact same question. The phone lines lit up with everybody had these great armadillo stories.
Love it.
So, but we'll talk about the armadillo in just a minute. Insofar as the little gray moths, I need to expand on that a little bit. If you do have the gray moths, and if you have St. Augustine, you probably will, don't concern yourself until you see the damage that these worms may cause. What they'll look like is just a little spot to start with, and the blades of grass will have notches in them because that's where the worms have chewed.
Yep.
And what you need to do is go out in that spot and kind of separate the grass because those worms are going to be about at ground level. And if you see them, then we'll treat, and we'll talk about that. If you don't see them, that means they've probably moved on, and the spots are going to get bigger and bigger. It's the easiest lawn problem to diagnose in the world because, quite frankly, it looks like a goat has eaten your yard. But they will take over and keep moving through your yard if you don't treat it. Any really good lawn insecticide will work.
Will work.
Because they're not hard to control if you catch them in time. But if you, for example, you could lose half your yard. And when I say lose half your yard, that's the wrong thing to say. Because generally, the damage from a sod webworm, they only eat the blades. They don't eat the roots of the grass. And the damage from a sod webworm is on those blades. And generally with enough water, a little bit of fertilizer, and of course the insecticide to stop them, that grass will come back. That grass will come back. It's that other problem, that chinch bug problem that we need to talk about even a little bit more. But let's hit the armadillo real fast.
Literally.
Literally real fast. An armadillo, they always say that armadillos are in our area because they've hitchhiked from Texas. They get on these 18-wheelers and they jump off, fall off, whatever, get off here in our area. And they are a little more prevalent up north of I-10. But if you think you see one, you're not going to control him. You're not going to kill him. You don't want to do that. But use some granular insecticide along the perimeter of your yard because he's coming through the fences, the gates, the woods, whatever. Along the perimeter, use some granular insecticide to try to control the insects that are there because that's what he's after.
Right.
And if the insects aren't there, he's going to go.
He's going to go to the neighbors.
He's going to go to the neighbors, right? So anyway, that's the strategy there. You don't hear too much problems with them, but every now and then you'll see one, and they are ugly. They are as ugly as you can get.
I heard they're nasty, but everyone I've seen has been laying on its back.
Oh, okay. In the middle of the highway, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I'm up to 10 now.
I got you. All right.
We've got a whole bunch of more questions. Do you want to move on a little bit? Or you want to answer? Well, actually, we're getting ready to take a break.
Well, whenever it's time for the break, we'll do that. But let's go back to the Texas.
Great. We will hit the text line, and I hope you will too, at 850-437-1620.
Summer is here and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now it's time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. Stop by today and see for yourself why Barnes Feed Store has been a local's favorite for years. Get your gardening, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Emsley on Old Palafox.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
Hey, checking in?
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family, together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I went to a garden party. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is The Garden Line with Mike, and we are having fun with music today.
Nice to have Ricky Nelson in the studio.
I love it. He's just sitting over there just singing, otherwise being quiet.
How old is he, you think? Maybe in his 90s?
Well, this particular song was from 1972, so
exactly.
I'm going to ask our trusty expert on the next break.
Do it, please.
But let's get to a question. What is the best way? Is this the one we're doing? Yeah. What is the best way to kill out of control azaleas? There are too many to dig them all up. We tried a chemical that was supposed to kill all bushes, etc. I'm sorry, all brush, etc. It killed everything but the azaleas.
I know that can happen. That's unfortunate. If you're going to try to kill an azalea, there's only one product that I know that would have some effect. But if these are huge, mature azaleas, you may have some problem. It's called brush killer. People use brush killer to clear fences, you know, along the bottom of fences around property, because it will kill woody plants. And that's, of course, what an azalea is. However, and I hear what the person who texts us is saying, but azaleas, of all the plants we deal with, is the easiest to dig up. Now, these may be very old and mature, because azaleas are very shallow-rooted, and you may have to tie it to the bumper of your car and pull it out, but if you can kind of dig around it, and maybe do something like that. That might help you. But if you want to use a chemical, rush killer, but I wouldn't bet on it being perfect, because if it's old mature azaleas, you may have problems.
Gotcha. Well, you can join the conversation at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick news break.
I'm CJ Papa. Inflation cooling. The numbers out this morning on the producer price index.
Ceiling in the White House is that this represents further progress on inflation, but it does show that inflation is still there and being passed on from companies. But again, slightly coming down. Possibly we'll see tracking with CPI inflation that's coming out later this week.
The Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence. Hamas firing two rockets at Israel today. No one was hurt. They landed in the sea. The U.S. military is bulking up in the Middle East as the region waits for Iran and its proxies to avenge the death of two top leaders for Hamas and Hezbollah.
We're certainly sending a message, and that is one of deterrence.
Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh on America's Newsroom. A lawyer for the 19-year-old suspect in the alleged plot to attack the now-canceled Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna argues the case is exaggerated, says his client wouldn't have been able to carry out the plans. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 9:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, and right now it is a beautiful Tuesday morning. We've got 85 degrees and a whole lot of sunshine this morning. A Marine training helicopter made an unscheduled landing yesterday in a grassy field around Molino. That happened near the intersection of Highway 196 and Chestnut Road. The crew was seen walking around the aircraft. North Escambia reports it had no obvious damage, but it was removed by a truck a short time after that landing. A Mississippi man charged with trafficking two teenagers in Pensacola goes to trial this October. 53-year-old Mark Wells faces two counts of forced labor by human trafficking and two counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor for allegedly taking two teenage girls from their home in Gulfport, Mississippi, to a hotel here in Pensacola. He'd allegedly told the girls he would pay them to work for his company, although he didn't say what they would be doing. One of those girls ended up calling the police for help from the Hampton Inn. Wells could face 60 years in prison if he is convicted. A big housing development is being planned in downtown Pensacola. Businessman Quint Studer says he's working with two different developers to bring hundreds of new housing units. This is to the old ECUA water treatment site, which has been empty since 2011.
We were concerned about what it would be used at, so Rishi and I bought it just to make sure it was done correctly.
Studer talked with Channel 3 about his current plans. He says it could bring in up to 600 residential units. He's looking at a mix of apartments and townhouses. It's 9:33. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
It is going to be a nice sunny day today with temperatures warming up quickly. Highs in the mid-90s, 96 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. As we head into your Wednesday, we are going to keep the sunny weather around. Just a small chance of a stray shower, 20% chance of rain overall. High near 96 degrees, low near 79. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 87 and sunshine in Pensacola. 86 in Gulf Breeze, 88 in Milton. Your next news at 10. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
August the 13th, 1849, from what Army personnel are calling the redoubt on the Pensacola Navy Yard facility, this is 1620 Radio News. Today, newsmen have been hosted here for a tour of this final unit in the fortifications assigned and built to protect our Navy Yard. Our tour leader was Colonel William Chase, who for over 20 years has been supervisor of construction of Forts Barrancas, McRae, and Pickens, along with this redoubt. Redoubt is the last land barrier against any Navy Yard invasion from Bayou Grande. This is, we can state, a beautifully designed and constructed facility. More than 11 million brick were used in the construction, along with tons of timbers and lumber, ironworks, and caulking. Chase says that once ordnance has been installed, there will be 125 guns in place suitable for addressing an attack over open ground. At present, there are about 400 men employed in the yard, most of them living with their families in the nearby villages of Warrington and Woolsey.
Beginning Monday, August 19th, Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi will report from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago on News Radio 92.3.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess, and you're listening to The Garden Line this morning with Mike. And we got to giggling a little bit on the break about armadillo, so I just want to share.
I told you you'd hear from folks about the armadillos.
I got to share this comment, and then we're going to try not to laugh, and we're going to move on because I love our listeners. A dead armadillo is also called a possum on the half shell.
Okay.
Well said.
Okay, well said. Very good.
It sure does look like that.
But I'll tell you, we enjoy and appreciate every text we get.
Absolutely.
Even if it's about armadillos. We appreciate it.
I need a t-shirt with an armadillo on it.
Maybe not.
I know, right? Better thinking, Jess. But here's a question. What time of the year should I trim my citrus trees?
Well, that's a good question. Most of the experts will tell you that you don't really need to trim your citrus trees. Now, if you've got some crossing limbs, if you've got some dead limbs, some limbs that are where they shouldn't be, with like going over the fence to your neighbor, that type of thing, not a big problem. You could do that in the fall if you wanted to. But for the most part, citrus really don't need a lot, if any, pruning to produce. They really don't.
Well, that was easy.
That's easy.
Great. We do have a comment from a listener that is talking about the compost that is provided by Escambia County, by the bag or by the pound. It's awesome. We get it, and our plants are thriving. So they asked, hey, do you care to talk about it? So I think
I will talk about it. ECUA has done that. I've offered that compost for a matter of years now, and I get nothing but good reports. And it really does work. And I assume, and I would love to hear from the person that just texted us. Maybe they could send us another text. How do they use it? Do they use it in lieu of peat moss, for example? Do they mix half sand, half compost? Do they put the compost just around their plants? How do they use it? I would think you would want to dig the hole that you're going to put the plant, put some compost in there, put some sand back in there, mix all of that up, then plant in that mixture. That sounds like a good way to do it. But I would love to hear how they do it, especially since they've had such success. So send us another text. Tell us kind of how you do that, because I'd be very interested in that.
Great. And we have a couple other questions that just came in. And I'm going to probably botch the pronunciation. Oh, no, I'm not, because I can hear you saying it. Okay. How can I get crabgrass out of my Palisades Zoya? Did I say that right?
Zoysia.
In my head, I said Zoysia, but then when it came out, it came out like, we're just going to pretend I said it right the first time.
It's hard to do.
Zoysia.
Getting crabgrass out. Now, Zoysia is easier on a post-emergent situation to spray for weeds on Zoysia simply because it has a thinner blade. But what I would recommend to take care of that is on two dates, very important dates. In February, use a pre-emergence weed killer on your zoysia. Atrazine is a good one. There's some others out there, Dimension, whatever. Do it in February, and also do it in November. So the November spraying is coming up soon. That will keep that crabgrass from coming back. Now, it's Pensacola, it's Florida. Crabgrass is very, very hard to control. But I think the pre-emergence strategy is going to be your best bet. Keep in mind, if you have a post-emergence, which is when you go out and spray a weed that's up and looking at you and you spray it, sometimes that crabgrass is so strong that you can damage your good grass. If you're going to do that, and you'll find products labeled as a post-emergence, be so very careful because you don't want to damage that zoysia. So that's what I would do. I would use the pre-emergence in November and 90 days later in February.
Gotcha. Now, we do have a comment from Lisa from Milton, and she says, hey, Mike.
What do you say, Lisa?
And maybe you can help refresh my brain that's getting a little older. I'm not 100% sure which conversation this is in reference to, but she said, cut down short and use a Sawzall and cut the shallow roots all the way around. It will pop right out.
Talking about that azalea?
I think so.
I think so, too. I think that's exactly right. Cut around the edge, kind of get those roots that are going further out.
Yep.
Cut around the edge, cut it back, and it should come out of the ground because those azaleas, as I say, are shallow roots. Now, you say, Mike, I'd like to move a camellia. That's a different situation.
Right.
They have very, very deep roots and are hard to transplant. And sometimes when you transplant a camellia, it doesn't make it. So you have to be very, very careful with that. But azaleas, it's different. Do just what Lisa said. I'd like to ask Lisa. I wish we were on the phone. We're not. We're on the
text. She's listening right this moment.
Okay.
So we're texting.
I wonder how her garden is doing in her raised beds in Milton.
Lisa, I know you hear us. We want to know.
We want to know how you're doing up there. Because Lisa is good at what she does.
She's great.
Oh, yeah.
Fabulous. So while she's responding,
maybe
we can even move along to, what about those other bugs we were talking about earlier?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was hoping we'd heard from our friend who texted us about the compost.
Haven't heard back yet.
I wonder how they're using
it. But I did send them a text.
Okay, good for you. That sounds great. Yeah, okay. The other, we talked about, or earlier in the show, we talked about the sod webworms, which, as I said, make your yard look like a goat's been feeding on it. The blades of grass are notched, and you can see it from 50 feet away what's going on. Chinch bugs are different. Chinch bugs will kill your grass. They will attack the roots. Here's how you know you've got chinch bugs, or how one way to know. Chinch bugs really like to be in the warmest part of your yard. That's next to the street, next to driveways, next to walkways, because they are so very tropical. Just like the sod webworms. The full name for a sod webworm is tropical sod webworm. But chinch bugs are tropical, too. They love that warm, lush grass. And, of course, as I talked about earlier in the show, I'm watering my yard every day in this drought. And it's really pretty lush. Chinch bugs love that. They love the lush St. Augustine. But here's what you do. If you see this brownish spot out by the street or by your, what you need to do is go out, and if you don't have the sod webworms, you may have the chinch bugs. And here's how you can tell if you've got them. Cut a piece of sod out about, let's say, 3 inches by three inches, maybe 4 inches by 4 inches. Right on the edge of that brown spot, right on the edge where kind of brown is going into good grass. Put it in a bucket of water, kind of hold it down. And if you've got chinch bugs, they'll start crawling up the edge of the bucket. They're black bugs with kind of a gray back. The gray back is really wings, which you really don't ever see. But it's a little bug, quarter of an inch, maybe less, eighth of an inch. But if you've got them crawling up the edge of that bucket, you need to treat quickly. And the thing about it is you treat it with the same chemical you treated the sod webworms for, just a good lawn insecticide. For chinch bugs and sod webworm, I kind of prefer the liquid. I really do. But I prefer the liquid, but a granular will also do. So in any event, that's what you need to do. But be careful, because this is the time. The reason I bring it up, I hesitate to, because it's just not the most fun topic. But this is the time. It matches hurricane season.
Right.
You know, when your grass is lush, when the temperatures are hot, that's when the sod webworms and chinch bugs want to do their thing. So be aware. I tell people every day, especially on the sod webworms, every day, when you go out in your yard, going to work, take a quick tour through your front yard if you have St. Augustine and see if that's what you got. Centipede's not really bothered by them.
Yeah.
And zoysia's not bothered by them that much. It's that St. Augustine. And that's why, remember, we've said this, it's between chinch bugs, sod webworms, brown patch fungus, take all fungus. A lot of people are saying, no. If I'm putting in a new yard, I'm going to put in Zoysia or Centipede,
yep.
Not St. Augustine, because St. Augustine does have so many problems. So I think it's the prettiest grass ever. I mean, I enjoy mine, but I'll tell you right now, you've got to fight the problems. It's just my favorite grass, but it can sure give you fits.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We do have a caller on the line, but if you can hold on just a little bit, Lynn, Front Disc Tina told me you're on the line. We will get back to you after the break.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru has been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance on your generator. Their Generac certified technicians will make sure your generator is ready when needed. Need a new unit or a replacement? Remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you never spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric, a full-service electrical contractor. Call 850-433-6080 for all your electrical and generator needs. White Sands Electric.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You're invited to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Coming up this Tuesday, the Astronauts will be rocking the Gulfside Pavilion at Bands on the Beach with their high-energy party tunes from the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Come on out to Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with the Astronauts. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't ever caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Great stuff. We all know that, I think it's, somebody may correct me, that August 17th is the anniversary of the passing of Elvis Presley. He was truly the king.
May his hips rest in peace.
He was fabulous. I wish we had more time to play more of his music, but we've got to get to some Texas. We got Lynn on the phone over here, too. We're going to get to Lynn in just a minute. Lynn, hang in there. Let's get those few Texas done.
All right.
And see what's going on here.
When should I plant giant elephant ears? Is it too late in the season? And where can I get the...
Pampas grass?
Pampas-looking plants I see on some people's yards.
I'm not sure exactly what those are. Let's do the elephant ear first.
Okay.
Elephant ears, my favorite. I would plant them in the spring. I think that's the best time to do it. The best place to get them, I've always said this, is a place called Caladiums, Florida. You can just Google that and you'll see. It's a company down in Lake Placid, Florida, that sells elephant ear bulbs. And you can buy big ones. I mean, softball size elephant ear bulbs from these folks. And they do great. They have the two types, the traditional type that kind of leans over. And then they have the ones that grow upright, which are my absolute favorite, which I think keep their color and health longer into the season than the other ones. I planted one of those. I planted both, and I really enjoy that one. But, yes, I would plant them in the spring. I'd order them, my goodness, anytime. You order them online, and they'll send them to you. But look at why you're doing that. This is kind of an aside. Look at their selection of caladium bulbs also, because it's spectacular. But I love the elephant ears, and I'm glad our texture is going to plant one.
She said papyrus, like paper. I looked it up at the same time. Papyrus, it's like, look, it looks like paper. It's grass, it looks like paper.
Right, and I'm not sure exactly what that is. I'm sure I'm missing something here.
We're going to have to do some expert.
I thought they were talking about pampas grass at first,
yep.
Which is not the case.
Nope.
So I'm not sure exactly what to. Well, okay, we know what we do. You know what we do with questions like that?
We look to our experts in the next break.
Yeah, we give it to our research department.
Yes, research department.
That's
get
a great
ready.
Question. But be sure to, just in case we don't have time, because we're going to run short here, just write that down.
Yep.
Spelling of that. And if we don't do it today, we'll get it next week.
For sure.
For sure. Let's find out what's going on with that. It's probably something that I just doesn't come to mind.
It's okay. The heat has taken a toll on the raised beds, except for the tomato plants. They are a little distressed, but the sunshade has worked great. I'm hoping the tomatoes will bloom again for fall. Lisa.
Boy, the heat is just really affecting everybody. Everybody listening, I'm sure, who's in the gardening at all, is just fighting it, because sometimes you just can't get enough water on things. And sometimes the temperature itself, some of these vegetable plants just don't thrive in that type of temperature. So, Lisa, good luck. I hope your tomato plants do well. I bet they will. If anybody can do it, you can. No doubt.
I agree.
Thanks for the text. I appreciate that.
I was even looking. I was asking the research department to look at a few things, but we're going to catch on that later. We do have a call with Lynn, so we definitely want to get to Lynn, who's been patiently waiting for us. Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Mike and everybody. The Pensacola Federation of Garden Clubs is having an open house Thursday, August 15th, day after tomorrow, 1 to 3 o'clock. You can come join a garden club or come look and see what we have. We have all kind of educational things going on, and we'll teach all these people what they need to know about their flower beds or their gardens or whatever. That's this Thursday, 1850 North 9th Avenue at the Garden Center.
Lynn, I really appreciate that. I know there are probably some folks listening who may be newcomers to Pensacola, and we welcome them.
We have
them, of
a
course.
Lot. We started it last year.
Right.
I got the ball rolling last year, and I'm not on the committee this year, but I'm the mouth. So anyway.
Well, you do a great job.
Everybody's welcome, and I'm waiting to hear about the compost from that person.
I am too, Lynn. Have you ever used that?
I have once a long time ago when they used to bring it by the huge dumpster truckload.
Right.
And it was years. I mean, the first year they started it, and it was cheap. It was wonderful. And I had wonderful weeds all the way through my whole yard.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do with that compost is to spread it over your yard. That's not what it's for. No.
Yeah. And I put it in my flower beds, and I had the most beautiful weeds you've ever seen.
I hear you. Okay, Lynn. Okay, Lynn.
They don't do that anymore. They've perfected it. They've worked on it.
Oh, yeah.
But I still want to hear about the compost
use
it.
I think that person calls it.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Lynn, real quick. Yeah, I know you got to go, Lynn, but real quick, give you time, date, and place.
August the 15th, this Thursday, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock at the Garden Center, 1850 North 9th Avenue. And we do have a native plant lady from over in Pace or Milton.
Cool.
She's bringing a load of native plants.
Oh, that sounds great. Good. That is great. Lynn, you do a great job. Thanks for calling us. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your support.
You betcha. You bet.
And we're going to head into a break.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Experience matters.
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is a strong conservative with 35 years business experience in Escambia County?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate has over 30 years of community involvement, including being president of the Navy League?
Buck Mitchell.
Which candidate is endorsed by the last four mayors of Pensacola and the Fraternal Order of Police?
That would be Buck Mitchell.
So remember, in the Republican primary Escambia County District 4, to vote for the most experienced candidate that the leaders of our community endorse. Buck Mitchell.
I'm Buck Mitchell, and I approve this message.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talk about all the things that are going on in our community, whether it's the Escambia County Commission, the Santa Rosa County Commission, the Milton City Council, bless their hearts, or the Pensacola City Council, and talk to local law enforcement leaders, the mayor, and just try to get you informed about everything that's going on in your world so that when you get to work in the morning, you know, and maybe you laughed, at least a little. That's the goal. You can always listen to the entire show on podcasts or live at newsradio923.com.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. You are listening to The Garden Line with Mike.
Boy, you have been on target with music today.
I am the music master today. I'm so proud.
Master, no doubt about it. Okay, about the plant. The our research department says that it is a Nile plant, which is a member of the sedge family, which I think, I may be wrong here, is what some people kind of use as a water plant.
Yeah.
And so I bet that's exactly what that is. And I'll tell you where I would go. Larry at Pensacola Seed and Garden specializes in some of those specialized plants like that. And I would certainly get in touch with him to see if by chance he's got some for sale or could find some for you. So I appreciate the text. That's interesting. We just when we think we know all the plants, we see a new one.
We sure do.
And that's great. I appreciate it.
We do also have a listener that was saying that they also use that same compost from Escambia County and when their lawn reseeded.
Oh, okay. I got you. So use it in the lawn.
Let's see. It says, compost to till into my yard when I reseeded it.
Oh, okay. How'd it work?
I bet you it worked wonderfully.
I bet it worked good, too. Very good. Listen, thanks for all the texts. We've had fun with it this morning. And we will see you next week. That's good. Good job today. Good music. It's been fun.
I'm going to have to come up with a new name, Master Mix Jess. I don't know.
We can work on that. We'll let our research department look into that.
Well, thank you so much for listening to The Garden Line. We've had a great time today.
Yeah. See you next week.